MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
By the middle of the year, many employees, I would suggest to you, are not burnt out completely, but they are running dangerously low on energy. Ask yourself that question. That January momentum has faded. Deadlines are piling up. Economic pressure remains real. And the next proper break can feel a long way off. Now, the marketing agency Penguin says mid-year fatigue is becoming more common across South African workplaces. It shows up as mental fog, as lower motivation, emotional exhaustion, and reduced productivity. But the warning, I think, is that this is not simply about being tired. It may also be a sign that people and organizations need to reset before fatigue turns into real burnout. Annemie Berger is HR director at the company. Annemie, a very warm welcome to you. You're suggesting that mid-year fatigue is now a real workplace problem. It's not just a new label for being tired, is it? It's a real thing.
Yes, Jeremy. No, 100%. And thank you so much for the warm welcome. It seems like the year, I think every year, everyone says the year just goes by very quickly. But you always feel that you can kind of settle in from January, February. But we have experienced, and I think a lot of South Africans or people worldwide, is everything starts with such a bang. Where you normally start seeing people getting a little bit more tired and potentially a little more irritated around August, September, it just feels like all of that is happening earlier. And even though you try and manage it as best as possible, I think from a workspace point of view, I think people are just dealing with a lot. You know, it's not just about work anymore. There's so much more that's influencing people from a day-to-day perspective.
And as an HR practitioner, you are close to the center of this. What are the clearest warning signs that you're seeing that someone is no longer just busy but is really depleted?
I think you normally see it in work output. People, that's usually your top performers, that you can pick up. I'm not saying deadlines are being missed and things like that, but just the level of work potentially. And in general, their behavior often changes a little bit as well. You know, people just come in already saying, sure, guys, I'm tired. You know, I've already, by Wednesday, they feel like they've already worked for 2 weeks nonstop. And I think it's not that people don't want to work hard. I think expectations in general are quite a lot on people in general. And I think you normally, the first thing we would see it is a bit of change in behavior. You know, not normally the people that are coming in with a spark and a bit of energy and they bring that to a meeting. They are definitely, you know, you can feel it. You know, energies are a little bit low. People are a little bit more irritated. And just general people actually saying out loud, guys, I'm exhausted. You know, I feel like I just can't function every day the way that I normally could.
And tell us, how much of this do you think is caused by that workload that you've referenced? Or how much is it external? In other words, driven by real economic anxiety outside the office, which so many of us are experiencing.
Yes. Jeremy, I think it's a bit of both at this stage. I think obviously we work in the advertising and marketing industry, which by nature is a very pressurized industry. You know, things happen very quickly. I think with, you know, we know from a digital marketing point of view, the introduction of AI tools, timelines are just getting shorter and shorter. So people are expected to do more in shorter timelines because I think people think technology, yes, it does help us, but there's also a lot that goes into the creative process, I think, in our industry specifically. But then, yes, the reality of, you know, where we're sitting from an economical point of view, if I just think in the last 3 months, the increase of the fuel price and how big influence that's had on people's normal income. You know, and I think money stress for all of us is probably one of, you know, people's biggest stress around how am I going to cope through the month. I think we all hear the statistics around, you know, people taking on more credit to just buy basic things. We're getting already a lot of requests. We're already in a hybrid working model, but can we maybe go even to a point where we only come to the office twice a week to help and save from a fuel point of view. So I think it's really both. You know, people are going through a lot. From a work perspective, I think employers are expecting a lot from their people in general, especially from a South African point of view. I think there's so much pressure on the labor market to keep up to date with global standards. And I think in our industry, we also compete with global agencies. You know, they love employing South Africans, and they're able to pay them in dollars and euros, which a South African company can't always compete with that. But yes, I think it's really unfortunately a bit of both. People have a lot of things that are influencing their energy. You know, being home, just being a mom and trying to get through a normal working day. And now you have extra costs because we all know when petrol goes up, food goes up. You know, your normal basic products are going up, and that stress is just constant. I think, and then obviously, yes, work in general is often very busy, especially this time of the year. So people are, they have to actually do a lot and be able to function properly. So you can see the difference,
Let me quickly circle
100%.
back to hybrid work. That's an interesting one. Do you
Yes,
think it
yes.
helps people manage fatigue, or, and I'm not a fan of hybrid work, I need to put that out there,
Yes,
or do you
yes.
think it's made work feel more constant and harder because it is so difficult to switch off?
Again, I think it's a combination. I must be honest with you, I'm also not the biggest fan of working from home and hybrid working model. I think people collaborate better and just you feed off each other at the end of the day. But I also understand this flip side of it. You know, it's waking up a little bit later in the morning and maybe not feeling that rushed and sitting in traffic potentially for an hour and a half or 2 hours, where people would log on potentially, like you said, at 7 now in the morning instead of 8 because they're at home. They can log on earlier. Maybe they get through a few things quicker because they don't have as many disruptions. I think that's often the one thing that we do here. People have less interruptions. They can focus on one piece of work a little bit more when they're working from home, and instead of constantly people walking up to you and maybe asking questions. But it's a balance. Again, you know, it doesn't work for everyone. We do have people that prefer coming into the office every day. And again, the nature of our industry is that people often do need to put in a lot of hours. But yes, I feel people end up working a lot later because, yeah, you're home, you have your laptop, you know that this deadline is coming. You are going to probably sit until 11 or 12 to try and get it done so that you don't have that stress tomorrow morning to get it sorted. So I think it's important for employers to acknowledge that and to try and put certain things in place to help your teams. You know, guys, you need time to switch off. You need time to take leave and not be bothered by work. It's definitely a culture that you need to create within your organization and be very intentional about knowing that we're already in a hectic industry that's expecting people to work over weekends and potentially late nights when there's hectic deadlines. When things quiet down, give them an extra day off, you know, before a weekend so they can rest for 3 days. We do have things like that, like a duvet day, and you get off on your birthday. And when people do work over weekends, we try and give them some additional time off. But yes, you know, your typical driven people tend to just keep on going. And you almost sometimes feel like you want to take their laptop and lock it away in the cupboard and say, just take some time for yourself. But yes, it's not easy, unfortunately, I think today's society and what needs to get
It's only
done.
early June, and I'm already exhausted from this conversation. I'm going to leave it there.
Yes.
Annemie Berger, thank you very much indeed. HR
Thank you so
Director
much,
at
Jamie.
Penguin, appreciate your time. Thank you.